Well, obviously not that happy, but I gave it a go. Didn't leave anything out there. There's not much you can do. So Oak's making lots of birdies. I tried to follow them in. I was playing right behind him, so I heard the clapping every time he made birdies. So I thought, well, then this is a birdie hole, and I tried to make it. But went for it on the last. It's probably a little bit too far, but had to give it a crack.
Absolutely. You knew what he was on, presumably, and that the eagle would count.
Yeah. No, we were standing on the tee knowing that he's on 16, so we're like, all right, we've got a driver. And I thought, well, maybe a three would, then I won't be in the rough. Because the front tee box doesn't really suit my eye. But when we saw him miss his putt on 18, well, we knew we had a chance. We just had to hit a very good four iron from 230, 240. But I'm happy to have up and down and made my par. And things like that happen, I suppose.
And after a quiet start, you gave it a good run, didn't you? There were plenty of birdies on that back nine.
Yeah, it was a little frustrating, parring 9 and 10 because it's two par fives. But obviously bogeyed 11. But from there on, I kind of felt like, well, I know the golf course, I know the flags, I know the lines. I just got to give it a go. And I thought if I go maybe 5 under the last six, which would have been good enough, I thought I would have a chance. But I went 3 under the first four. So, maybe the two birdies in the last two holes, but there's always something to look at.
Onwards and upwards, the game's in great shape.
I'm quite happy. I think I might take next week off and then go practice a bit and prepare for Joburg Open.